nation's largest and second largest cable providers. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars, the voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words. Public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this. Who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your liberty, be sure to check me out online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies and deceit, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 1st. We're in the third hour of the broadcast. Going to be taking your phone calls all this hour. If you'd like to call and join us, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to the phones. We got Renee in North Carolina. How you doing today, Renee?
I'm doing good, but some people better grab something to hold on to because I'm getting ready to tell him what is really busting up the family. And it's not gay people getting married, okay? A large portion of the blame goes to gutless, self-serving Christian preachers who always want to point the sin light at abortion or homosexuals. But the thing is, they don't want to talk about what's really breaking up families. I know I've had to help a lot of women move out of their homes from nice, and I'm talking about nice, middle-class, white-collar, suburban homes into dingy little apartments, okay? And because the Christian preacher, it's both priest and preachers, I've observed this over my lifetime, they generally suck up to and like to hang out with the wealthier men in their congregation because they bring them to the country club to play golf or to duck hunting to their camp and stuff like that. Well, they don't want to talk about domestic violence or lust, and they know this guy, you know, once a week, this guy's car is parked in front of some young woman's house on the other side of the tracks. And if they talk about that, that might offend him, and he'll quit bring them to the duck camp, okay? So there are some issues that they avoid, okay? Like, because like I say, I've had to help women move out of the house, nice houses, because some of the stuff that the husbands want to do is so disgusting they can't take it anymore. I was actually in the hospital room one time with one woman when she's in labor, and she's on the phone with her husband at the strip club. And so the thing is, that's what is breaking up marriages, but the preachers won't address that. Just like they always want to talk about those evil women who abort their babies, but never once do you hear them talk about a leading cause of death of pregnant women is being murdered by their husband or boyfriend, okay? Because he sees that pregnancy as a burden or obstacle. He doesn't want to pay child support or whatever. And nobody ever defends the woman who is killed by her husband or boyfriend because she refuses to get the abortion. So there's a lot of bias in the way information is presented because it's always easier to shine the sin light on less powerful groups, okay? Women, homosexuals and stuff. And as long as you keep shining at them, you're not shining it at the more powerful people who are in a better position to retaliate against you or you don't want to offend them because they're also in a position to reward you, while the less powerful groups cannot generally retaliate against you and are not in a position to reward you. And that's why there's bias in the way people see things throughout our culture. So if all these Christian pastors who claim they care so much about family, they need to grow a spine and start doing something about it. I mean, instead of telling women who go complain about domestic violence that, well, you need to learn to cook better or be more creative, you know where. The thing is, that's the kind of stuff that the Christian pastors have been doing, and if they need to have the spine to stand up, instead of fearing that it might have repercussions on their pocketbook or hunting season or golf game, and stand up and tell the truth about what is really destroying marriages, and it's not gays getting married.
Let me ask you this, Renee. Of course, there's going to be so many different answers, but we'll get your opinion of it. One, it seems like the youth are less interested, or young people are less interested in marriage, and there may be a variety of reasons for that, but I'll get yours. And why do you think we see so much divorce in America? I mean, there's going to be a lot of different reasons there, and it's really an opinion question, but why do you think we see the breakup of the family like we do? Because growing up, I'm 47, growing up, you know, there was, and I was raised in church, there was not near the divorce rates, you know, 30, 40 years ago, as at least in this area, as I see today. What do you think the reason is?
Well, it's because women were, remember, back then women were so strapped down economically, they couldn't even apply for a credit card. Okay, they were, you know, there's an old saying, poor women have round heels. Okay? You catch my drift? So the thing is, there's a reason, there's an ugly little reason that women are, that certain people, and they never say it out loud, like women economically disadvantaged. In the past, they were more economically disadvantaged where they had absolutely no choice. Now, I see women even today where they are still have less money because they earn less for the same work. I have seen them make the choice. You know, more women initiate divorce than men, even though they know they're going to take the economic hit. Why is that? They're just so darn miserable. So the thing is, I've moved them from nice suburban homes into dank, dark little apartments, but they did that because some of the stuff they were being requested to do was so bad, they preferred that.
Let me ask you
so
this.
The reason a lot of it is women, in other words, have more economic choice where if they're miserable, where in the past, no matter what, they had to take it. There weren't any battered woman shelters. There was no jobs unless you wanted to be a seamstress or clean people's houses. So they had to stay.
That's right. We got about 2 minutes for the break. I didn't feel like the women's liberation movement really helped to liberate the women. I thought a lot of that really backfired on the women, so to speak, and didn't help them. Am I wrong? What's your take on that? We've got about 2 minutes before we go to break.
Well, it did kind of backfire on them in ways because there's something called the double shift. Many of them, they're working outside the home, and then they have to come home, and they're still doing most of the work in the home. So in many instances, they're doing double duty. So the thing is, you know, if there needs to be some fairness, and I find that the preachers do not stand up for women, and the thing is, and it's not the gays getting married, it's women. Some of this stuff, like I say, I'm telling you, I know there's another woman I know of now who her husband wanted her to do bad stuff. Well, her 80-year-old mother just died and left her money. She's gone now that she has the money to leave.
Well, hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call. Interesting. We're taking phone calls all this hour. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, the break's going to get you, but we'll hold you through it. How you doing today, sir?
Oh, so-so. Renee, she brought up some good points. But as I say, it's a two-way street. It's not just only that the guys, that the men, that they're the bad guys. A lot of men, they get set up by women just the same.
Yeah, that's a whole host. I mean, there's so many different variables, and every situation's different. I always thought, you know, and Renee agreed that the women's liberation movement, in many ways, it didn't help the women. I thought, in many ways, it worked against them. Your thoughts, Werner? Hold that thought for me. We'll get you on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200. The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio taking your phone calls all this hour, 1-800-313-9443. Werner, I've got a pastor that's on this radio station right here, and I was talking to him. This has been some time back, I think a lot of him, and he was telling me he thought the day was going to come in this country where a real church would not be able to operate out in the public. They would practically have to go back underground due to the legislation and the things that are changing in this country. I want to turn it back to you, your opinion, and what's on your mind today, sir?
Well, as I say, what did the Lord say? Satan is the ruler of this world. And I've watched things over the years, and I had a few close calls too, you know, and when I realized that I was being set up, I was back enough. And basically in every family, if a family should prosper, there has to be a proverbial black sheep in the family that pays the dues to the devil. If they can't get a family member, either the husband or the wife or one of the children, to be the designated the black sheep of the family, then a neighbor or a, you know, somebody, a close acquaintance of the family has to be set up to be the black sheep of the family. And Rene is completely right, you know, the preachers, you know, the pastors, they have to grow some backbone. And remember, they are supposed to be the shepherds that are guiding the flock, and not that they are that are misleading the flock and lead them up to the slaughter.
Interesting, interesting. What do you think about what's going on in Connecticut with the gun ban on assault weapons? I was not aware of that until just a couple of days ago. I'm sure it's no surprise to you, but it's an amazing story. It's just an insight of where we find ourselves at today.
Well, as I say, you know, the Lord admonishes us not to resort to violence. It says, the one who kills with a sword must die by the sword. The one who leads into captivity must be led into captivity. Here is the faith and the patience of the saints. It's a hard road to travel. It goes against our human nature, you know, to act that way, you know. But that's the ways of the world, you know. When people get oppressed, then sooner or later they run out of patience and they resort to those means. You know, they start shooting, they start killing, you know, to get rid of those perversive influences that have basically worked themselves up to the top and to the positions of power. And then the human way, the way of this this planet is the only way that when people want to gain their freedom and put things back on an even keel, then we resort, our normal reaction is to resort to, you know, fighting back physically.
Interesting, interesting. Well, I appreciate the phone call. I'll give you the last word.
Listen, Fan, just I wanted to phone up when you mentioned about the first responders at 9/11 and it in Fukushima, you know. And there is a parallel. In the Second World War, when I was researching that about the bombing attacks, for example, the carpet bombing in Germany and Dresden and so, they spaced their bombing attacks generally about 2.5 hours apart. When after the first bombing run, then the firefighters and so from the surrounding towns, you know, the emergency people and the people that wanted to help the people, you know, when they had then come into the bombed cities to rescue people, that's when the Allied basically came with a second wave of bombing, so as to kill off the rescuers too. And this is basically the same way it was 9/11. There are some loose ends, you know. The people were talking about asbestos. Asbestos does not kill within 1 or 2 or 3 years. It takes a longer time, 15, 20 years, to cause lung cancer, you know. And that it is some indication that eventually some radiation-emitting devices had been used in the takedown of the towers. The same way as in Fukushima, you know, strong radiation, nuclear radiation.
Yeah, I don't think it's any surprise that the people that run in there to be first responders at either one of those events has got some serious health issues, and it's sad. And really, I don't know how it'll turn out for the ones with Fukushima, but the 9/11 first responders, that they were just, the back was turned on to them by the state of New York and the federal government as well. Anything else you'd like to add? I appreciate the phone call.
Listen, there seems to be an agenda. Any members of the human family that show compassion and want to assist their fellow human being, that kind of a trait has to be gradually eliminated within the human race.
Wow. That's interesting.
Long-term agenda, long-term pattern.
That's interesting. Hey, I appreciate it. Appreciate it so much. We're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Thank you for holding, sir. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Farron. Thank you for taking my call. I love your show. I make it a point to listen to it every Saturday morning, no matter what. You know, Renee had some pretty good points, but, I honestly think our divorce rate is because people have no honor to their word. You know, they make a commitment in front of their family, their friends, a church, God, at the altar. And then all of a sudden, she's spending too much money, or she's too fat, or she's lazy, or this or that, or he's no good, strip clubs, golfing all the time. People don't want to work it out. You know, they don't realize the commitment. I mean, I've got nephews and nieces and brothers and sisters and a lot of friends that have all gone through divorce, and I says, wait a minute, now stop and think about this. You're trying to raise two kids, and now all of a sudden, there's no family for the kids. I says, what's going to happen to these kids when they get to be 20, 21 years old? You know, you gotta have two parents. I always came home from school, my mother was there. And if my mother wasn't there, you know what, my dad made arrangements where he was home. Or my grandmother lived with us. There was always a figure of authority that you had to respect. So you didn't get into all of this trouble and everything else like that. Look at our television, look at our entertainment. I mean, it's almost, you know, if you're following the big stars, Tom Cruise, how many divorces has he had? 4 or 5. Dean Martin, I think Dean Martin stayed married. But, I mean, you know where I'm going with this. If you follow these celebrities and everything else like that, it's almost normal. If you want to be sort of like them or you admire them, well, divorce is part of the game. You know,
Jerry, we've now got such a throwaway society. You know, you go somewhere, you get a mail, everything's just thrown away. Your car that comes built today is practically a disposable car. It's built so sorry. And we've moved, and I'll get your opinion on this. We've moved from a generation that was raised on like Andy Griffith and family values to now our youth watches some of the filthiest television that can humanly be made, I guess, as far as jumping into bed with a 14 and pregnant, all this kind of stuff. They're bombarded with sex. And, of course, there is all of the subliminal messaging as well. And then we sit back and we wonder why the divorce rate is, it's exactly what you said. There's no commitment. There's no honesty. So many of the friends that I've had that's gone through divorce, you know, they're Facebook is they're caught cheating with somebody they met on Facebook, and the internet has caused them a problem, or their weakness to allow this to happen is really what caused the problem. But it boggles my mind, and I'll get your opinion on the other side. I grew up where, you know, when you needed a babysitter, you went to your grandparents. You didn't go to a daycare, you know. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with me, Jerry. Then we got Art in Philly, Brad in North Carolina. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise, if you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Farron in the studio taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go back to Jerry in Chicago, got caught by the break. What's your opinion on that, Jerry?
Farron, it's the human race has no respect for life on this planet, is what I'm seeing. And, you know, I got the opportunity last night. Bob Tuscan on RBN had a guest, and he suggested he dared anybody to go on YouTube and pull up a movie called Earthlings and see if they could stomach and watch this thing. And I got to tell you something. I wanted to turn it off within the first 7 minutes and walk away from it before I had nightmares. And I said, hey, I'm going to watch this whole thing. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life, and it was just the deplorable attitude towards all life on this planet. And when you can have that attitude, then eventually you can turn that attitude on your fellow human beings and your brethren. I mean, I suggest people, you know, and he's right, you know, you'll watch this movie and you'll almost become a vegan because of the way they treat animals and it's all about profits and they don't care about the pollution or anything else like that. Mankind is, they're defecating in their own drinking water, let's put it that way. How are you supposed to survive and stay healthy if you do that? I mean, the animal kingdom doesn't do it, why the heck should we? And the other movie that I would suggest people watch as far as like the Connecticut situation, watch a movie called Innocence Betrayed on YouTube, and you'll get the whole picture over the last 80 years about how legislation has always been put in to take away weapons of the poorer class or the peasants. And then the genocide happened right after that. So I hope the people in Connecticut hear this. Don't give up your guns. Don't register your guns. You know what? This is the stand up and fight. I mean, that's my attitude here when it comes to Chicago and they're going to push this crap. But you know what? I'm going to go out with a blaze. Martin Luther King had a real good quote. Before you can live for anything, you have to be willing to die for something. So thank you again for your show. Thanks for RBN. Thanks for all your listeners. I always like this part of the hour. And you have a blessed day, my friend.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Again, Earthlings and Innocent Betrayed, if you want to check that out, I'm going to. We've got Art in Philly, then Brad in North Carolina. Art, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to come in based on what Renee had to say about what's happening with the families. The first thing to note is, since this happened in the past 20, 25 years, is 35% of all the revenue for the legal community, the lawyers, is derived from family law. They have no good reason to fix the situation since they're getting so rich off the way they created it. The laws
That's a very interesting statistic. 35% of the money lawyers makes comes from family law and divorce and that kind of thing. That's good information.
Right. And when it became a national issue is when you had Hillary Clinton say it takes a village to raise a child. They were totally negating the family and especially negating the non-custodial parent who then basically becomes court-ordered to become an indentured slave to the state to put up with the situation. The legal system has totally negated all the social sciences that can help mitigate and resolve the family issues, even if a family doesn't stay together, to make it more humane. What they've replaced it with is enslavement, is the best way to say it. If the non-custodial parent doesn't make a payment because of the, you know, they're not able to lose their job or whatever, it costs them thousands of dollars to fight it, and then they have to end up either finding some way to pay it or they put them in jail. The courts have ruled that, for instance, the state of New Jersey, if you have a kid who wants to go to Harvard, you have to pay for their PhD, even if you're only making $30,000 a year, or you go to jail for non-support. So in one respect, imagine what that does. It creates this, you know, severe hostility between the two parents, puts the kids in the middle. Next thing you know is they basically drift into the, you know, the gangs or whatever, and then you create a next generation of criminals. Okay, so this is done by intention. We don't have these ghettos created by accident. They're created by government policy, both on, you know, outsourcing and manufacturing and ripping the families apart. This is an intentional government policy. In my area of the state of Pennsylvania, if you go into family court, you will see that most of the lawyers have a little insignia on their lapels, and that little insignia is the state of Israel. Okay? It was through Senator Joe Biden and former Senator Arlen Specter. They set up the Violence Against Women Act. Okay? This was then used to set up the protection from abuse laws in the family courts throughout the country. And all a woman has to do is go in front of a judge and says she's afraid, and they will throw the non-custodial parent out the door and then be court-ordered to pay child support, plus have to find a new place. If he can't deal with that, then they throw him in jail. That's the way it works. Now, how do you expect the situation to be reconciled when you have these severe penalties imposed upon the people in the marriage situation? And how is that going to be reconciled after you've drawn first blood from one parent to the other? So if you really want to change the situation, you really have to change the way the court system deals with it and start going into what they call mitigation to resolve it in a more peaceful way, rather than using the force of the law to enslave one parent over the other.
Wow, that's interesting. That was some good information. You know, I won't go into it now for the sake of time, but I had a friend of mine that really went through it here in North Carolina with social services, and he was trying to do the right thing the whole way. And, I mean, they just interfered and caused him. He finally just gave his children up because he couldn't take it, and this gentleman had a disability. But they were so overbearing. I mean, they were not trying to help him in any way. They were trying to destroy his relationship with the children, was my take on it. It blew my mind. I watched that one firsthand. I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add, Art? I appreciate the phone call.
So, if you want to trace who's ripping the families apart, you would go right to, you know, the hardcore Zionists inside our government. They're the ones who are imposing upon our legislature, our Congress, to rip the families apart because it makes them rich.
Yeah, it's the same people that's pushing multiculturalism. You get a chance, go to my website, watch the video about Sweden, and send me an email or whatever. Let me know what you think about that. You'll see it over on the right-hand side of the website. And I appreciate it, Art.
You too.
Hey, we're going to go to Brad in North Carolina, patiently holding last phone caller. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. Brad, how you doing today? Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Farron. I appreciate you having me on your program today. I really just want to pass out a warning for preparedness for people. You know, what's going on in Connecticut is an indication of where we're going. And I want to pose this to people to contemplate. We're reaching a decision-making point in our life as individuals that are part of this nation that we're going to have to stand up and take a responsive position against what's going on. And I'm afraid that many people are not mentally prepared to do it. There's going to come a point in time when, as individuals, we're going to have to stand forcibly against our government. And if you'll just think about it, people, today, as you're going on in your daily lives, how difficult that will be. In Connecticut, 96% of the gun owners are going to have to make a decision. Are they going to fight their government and be convicted of felonies and stand the test of time of being prosecuted, giving up their rights to gun ownership, giving up their rights to citizenship, voting for a principle that the Constitution guarantees them? And I'll parallel this with an event in history. In the Revolution, in the beginning of this country, people had to make a choice to stand up against England, the mightiest nation on the face of the earth. And at that point in time, only one out of five people was even willing to actively resist the British tyranny that was going on in this country. We're in that same position again, folks. And I want to ask you, are you mentally prepared to make the commitment that it is going to take? Because it is, it's coming. We're going to have to stand up and take a physical role in the protection of this nation.
Let me ask you this, Brad, and if the break catches you, I'll hold you through the break, but why is it, and you live in the same area I do, you've listened to this broadcast and many others, why is it that some people feel the way you do, which is the way I do, but so few do, so few see it, or so few care? I don't know. I've said it on this broadcast so many times. You know, it seems like these things bother me more than it does the rest of the people. I don't understand why. Hold that thought for me. We'll come back after the break. Then we've got John in Tennessee. We're joined by Brad in North Carolina. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
This broadcast for a long time, and I don't know how much you agreed with in the beginning or if it's been, you know, over time, but I haven't seen what's transpired just in the last 5 years. I mean, it boggles my mind that people don't come to these same conclusions as you and many others has. Your opinion?
Well, Farrett, it was one of the factors that made me drop off the radar. Not because I don't care, but because I couldn't find a way to motivate people to begin to realize. And, you know, it took a while for me to get to the point that I understood people don't want to see this because they're in their comfort zone. And it's going to be a point in time when they're shocked into reality. That seems to be the nature or the way of the American man and woman, is they have to be shocked into the realization that it's on them. And once you understand and accept that fact, then you and I, what we need to do is continue to prepare people for this time when it's coming. We won't be able to change them, Farron. And folks, I'm really not being critical of you because I'm in a comfort zone myself. All I want to do is I want to just try to remind you to be vigilant in observing what's happening and take more of an active role in this country, because what's coming forth is not going to be like the 100-foot wave that hit Japan. It's going to be more like a wind that sifts through the leaves of the trees. And there is going to be the hardest time and part of it. We're not going to see our enemy until they're amongst us. And we're going to have to be prepared to defend ourselves and our rights. But you're going to have to make a choice. And just like the gentleman said earlier, you're going to have to decide whether the value system that you believe in is worth the commitment, maybe up to your life. How hard is that going to be? It's going to be extremely hard.
Okay, I'll give you the last word. Anything else you'd like to add? Then we're going to go to John in Tennessee. I want to get him on and give him a little bit of time.
We're going to have to take and put more pressure on our leaders to change the direction that they're going, take more of a constitutional role in our government. And, guys, we know how well that's working. It's not going very well at all. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for calling, Brad. Thanks for calling. You know, it's refreshing to see people out there that are so fed up with the system that, you know, they've came to the same conclusions, because I threw in the towel. If you've listened to this broadcast, I threw in the towel on we're voting our way out of this a long time ago. We're going to go to John in Tennessee. Thanks for holding, sir. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you taking my call. Got a lot to say, so I'm going to try to be quick.
You're going to be the last phone call, so we've got about 7 minutes. So
I'm going to be quick. While I get to my point, you got your computer on. Type in a search engine, capital H, lowercase u, u, and then see if you can find out who you is. And I have quit calling myself a human being. You know me in words. Human is two words. I didn't know that until recently. You is a false god. The God of the Bible, Farron, when he created us, he said, let us make man in our image. And when Adam needed a mate, he said, let's make a woman. He didn't say, let's make a human. Let's make a human being. When we call ourselves human, I believe that we're cursing ourselves because we're associating our existence with this false god named human, which is why the government can look at us, treat us like cattle, treat us like a human resource. Hey, isn't that interesting? A human resource that's expendable. And, Farron, we love to self-replicate, don't we? So we're a self-replicating resource. It's being used in the corporation of the world for these people that consider themselves to be gods, to be the Olympians, to be the elite, the rulers. And then I began to think about 1850 and what it might have been like to be a slave. Well, Farron, in the 1850s, who decided whether a slave lived or died, what they ate, when they went to sleep, what time they got up, what field they were going to work in? And if you were injured, if you were kicked by a mule or a bale of cotton fell on you, or you fell out of a tree that you were pruning for the master and broke your arm, who decided how much care you got, where you went, whether or not you lived or died? The boss. And what are we seeing now? They're trying to tell us what we're going to eat, when we're going to eat, what time you got to get up, where are you going to go to work? Hey, you can have health care, you can't. Farron, we are slaves on a plantation because we're calling ourselves something less than God called us. God called us men. God called us women. He said, I'm going to make man in my image. And we're... To me, it's awesome to really realize that they're looking at us as something less than human. And then we say, well, Lincoln freed the slaves. No, Lincoln didn't free the slaves. Lincoln enslaved everybody. The 14th Amendment ensured it.
That's interesting, John. I hadn't been able to find what the little U is. It's got hungry and...
It's one word. If you type in H-U... And you go to the etymology of the word H-U. It'll, you know, just type in E-T-Y, and I know you're, you know, it's etymology, you, and it'll bring you to this false god. Of word God, Wahududun's web. It's a Sanskrit word, hu, which means God. So, I mean, we're God's men. We're not human. Human, hu was a false god. So we're a false god's man. And this is what this is all about. The Bible told us this is a spiritual battle. And when Jesus was talking, and I know this isn't church, but he told that Pharisee, you're of your father, the devil. We're not, we are something that we don't think we are, and that's men and women. And you're either free or you're slave. And when you take the tag, I believe, as human beings, you're not saying that you belong to anybody except men. You're rulers.
Well, you know, John, one of my favorite quotes is Goethe, where he says that there's no more people more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they're free. And I think that's exactly where we find ourselves at today. People in this country falsely believe they're free. And like a good friend of mine, Mike, says, we don't even, people my age, don't even know what real freedom is, because we've lived under this collected tyranny our whole life. And then, of course, we've seen it completely worsen in the short term, whatever time frame you want to put it on. Got about a minute and a half. I'll give you the last word, and then we're wrapping her up.
Well, look, if you, I know what I'm saying sounds outrageous, but I've heard, I think it was one of the senators from Nevada, Harry Reid, that said, when he was talking about the people that were touring the White House, well, yeah, we know they're there. We can smell them. So, I mean, they're so much better than us, Fair, and they don't even smell like us. You know, we're literally, and what do you do with a resource of any kind? You use it until it's useless, and then you go get more. When I started working 40 years ago, I was an employee, or I was called an associate. Now I'm called, you know, if I want to get something straightened out at work, I got to call the human resource department. And it's like I said, you know, we self-replicate, man. I mean, they're never going to run out of us, because we're making new ones every chance we get. And ones that they're paying free money, if you want to call it that, yours and mine and the future wealth of our kids and grandkids, the ones that they're paying are the ones that the women that have 5 kids by 5 different men, and the men that have 10 kids by 10 different women, and they're all, right, you know, and I'm not being racist when I say it, because they come in black, white, Hispanic, Chinese, everything. They're driving and living better than you and I, and we're working 80-hour weeks.
Hey, thank you so much, John. We're out of time. Appreciate the phone call. We'll be back next week at the same time. Until then, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.